A town hall meeting set up by the Service Employees International Union last night in Ybor City on health care devolved into a shouting match free-for-all, drowning out much of an address given by Congresswoman Kathy Castor. Like they have in the week since the House broke for their August recess, critics of health care reform were ready to ask tough questions of their member of Congress on Thursday night. However, it was a matter of supply and demand. An estimated 500 people or so came to attend the meeting, but the site of the event, the Hillsborough County Children's Board office, held roughly only enough room for about 225 people. And the fact that approximately 50 or so people were allowed in early, many friends of the SEIU or of the Democratic Party, did little to assuage the building anger amongst those waiting in the warm hallway for the meeting to begin.
Well, this is unfair. We've been waiting a long time. They're trying to stack the room with supporters of this government health care plan. It's not going to work. There's a lot of people out here that are against this plan, and they need to get in to let their representative know their grievance in this regard.
Why have they told you, why aren't they letting the door open?
Well, they're letting their supporters for the health care plan in to stack the front of the room. Hopefully more of them will get in so there won't be enough room for all of us to get in. That's what they're planning. It's just not fair.
We were here today at 3 o'clock, and we've sat and watched them go in there since we've been here, and every one of them have been their supporters carrying Obama signs and stuff in there.
But if people thought they would get a chance to ask Congresswoman Castor a question, they would quickly learn that a Q&A session was slated to be only a part of the two-hour agenda, which was scheduled to begin with testimonials in support of health care reform. Although there have been reports of violence, in fact, the only incident occurred when the doors were being shut and some intense pushing and shoving occurred in a hallway, the source of footage seen on YouTube and cable news on Friday.
Got stage 4 cancer in a colostomy, and that fat pig right there with the bald head just knocked him against the wall.
Is your husband?
Yes. And they won't let him in, and I'm in here.
Right.
My husband's out there. My daughter was in. My husband was trying to come in. He has stage 4 cancer. He has a colostomy. And that guy right there manhandled him and threw him against the wall. I couldn't get out. My daughter went out and tried to jump on her back, and they manhandled her.
What's his name?
Jerry Orbosch.
Representative Castor was shadowed down by a few in the audience almost immediately upon beginning her speech, leading her to stop as critics asked if she had read one version of the bill passed in a House committee.
Is there anyone here in the hall tonight who thinks that the multi-billion dollars that the health insurance companies and the drug companies have profited, have pocketed, have banked is fair?
After a few moments, the CEO of the Children's Board, Dr. Luann Panasek, took the microphone from Castor and admonished the crowd that if they didn't settle down, the forum would cease immediately.
This is fabulous that so many people are here. But if pushing and shoving keeps happening, we'll have to clear the building. The police will make a decision about whether it continues to be safe or not. And if pushing and shoving starts, because there are so many people here, we cannot afford to have a problem. Please, calm down.
Although a spokesperson for the Tampa Police Department said that the department sent a squad of 10 to 15 officers to the event, there was only one officer inside the meeting itself. Other sources said there were officers in plain clothes. At a news conference held in her West Tampa district office approximately 90 minutes before the town hall, Castor was asked if she was prepared to go into the den of angry constituents.
You know, this is America. We're going to have all sorts of folks out, and some are very sincere, and I look forward to talking with them. But the proof is out there that a lot of the powers that be in the health insurance industry and the some hardcore Republican Party activists are manufacturing a lot of these phony protests.
After Castor finished speaking, she sat and listened for others on the agenda for a short time, but then she and her entourage left the building, angering many of the audience who came prepared to ask her questions. WMNF ran outside to speak to some of those citizens.
Many of the things that are talked about this evening are not the government's responsibility. They're the responsibility of churches, civic organizations like NAACP, La Raza, the Elks, taking care of the community. It's not the government's responsibility. And I'm very disappointed that my representative, Congresswoman Castor, left the meeting because it was supposed to go until 8 o'clock with questions and answers. She lost my vote.
After Castor departed, so did much of the tension in the room. But though dozens followed her outside, others stood inside and were then allowed to come up to the front of the room to make comments or ask questions. Though with Castor gone, there was really nobody around to respond, although the Florida Consumer Action Network's Bill Newton gamely tried.
Right now, the current system is extraordinarily expensive and will bankrupt our country. We cannot stay with the current system. We cannot afford the current system. Our auto companies are in trouble because they're competing against foreign companies that have national health care. All of the industrialized countries in the world, except the United States, have national health care plans.
After reports surfaced earlier this week of Democratic town hall meetings being taken over by conservatives, organized unions this week said they would begin to directly engage protesters. Norwood Orrick is a member of the IBEW 824 and is a Verizon telephone worker. Although he said he was acting solely for himself, he began directly engaging with critics who were shouting at Representative Castor and at one time stood directly in the line of sight of one protester.
I think they are sincere in their beliefs. I think they're mistaken. I think they are the rabble, and they've been roused by the Fox News, the insurance industry, and I think they're playing right into the corporate hands. They are doing the corporate dirty deeds. They're coming out here and shutting down the public discussion and preventing the people that really have questions, that are really coming here to learn about what's going on, from actually learning anything.
Jen Greenfield is a Democrat who is running for the state Senate seat currently held by Republican Rhonda Storms. She sat in the second row, taking it all in.
It was pretty intense. There's a lot of heated feelings here. Healthcare is a very big issue. But we just have to kind of listen to everybody, but also try to be cordial and everybody get their feelings out too.